Daf is Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. So let's pick it up on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Five lines up, the Gemara is busy analyzing a brayse from yesterday that how a Bechor is known to Pishnaim in various places in the Zohar L'Chaim and Mukdashim and whatnot. So one of the things that the brayse had mentioned was that if the Hiniach Le'en Haviyam, if the father leaves behind a para muhkeres u muskeres biyad acherim, if there's a cow that's being leased out in the property of someone else is using it, or the animal's busy grazing in the, in literally the ashes, but it's busy grazing. So the halacha is, and then the animal of the yalda, and then it gives birth. So the bechor is notel b'pishnayim. He takes a double portion of this, even though it gave birth, it wasn't currently in the possession, it's he still gets a chelik in this. So the Gemara says, Hasha muhkeres u muskeres de la brishusa de mara did who? Kaima. So amr shakil. So if we say an animal that he leased out, the father leased out to someone else, so it's not currently under the auspices of the father who now died, yet we say shakil, he's able to take pishnayim. So then certainly in a case, so if the animal is busy grazing in the yard, it's under the father's possession, he's just not in the feed out in the fields right now, but he still hasn't been leased out anywhere. So mibai, do you need to teach me that the bechor takes shnayim in that case? That's an obvious case. So the Gemara tells us now, the chiddush is, hakamash mulan, the whole chiddush of the Braisa is, the muhkeres u muskeres dumya de robe efer. It's telling us that no, yes, the opposite. That yes, the case of the animal grazing, that's vadai, the case of the animals, the owner, rather the son, is going to take pishnayim. It's telling us even the case of muhkeres u muskeres, where the father had leased it out on someone else's property, that too the bechor is going to take pishnayim. So it says, ma roa beifer shvacha de memela kasi lo kachase be mazona. So just like when an animal is busy grazing out there, it gets better, it slowly gets bigger and fatter and juicier, so it's shvacha de memela. So we view the bechor can take pishnayim in that case of shvacha de memela. So, and because there's no, the yorshin are not losing anything, there's nothing they're putting into it. So af, so too, in comparison to this, muhkeres u muskeres b'shvacha de memela. If the animal is being leased out somewhere else, so since any fattening up the animal gets, that's called shvacha de memela, kasi velochasim b'mezono. And the, even though the yorshin are not putting any effort, any money into it, still they're going to take some of that, the bechor would take bishnayim, that's considered muhsak, even though it really comes later on, it might increase in value later on after the death of the father, still that's considered kibumuchsa, because shvacha de mela is considered an extension as opposed to if it was shvacha from the yorshin, if they're the ones who fatten it up. So that was the end of the brayso.
That means that if the achim are paying for the mizonos, then they don't get
it. It sounds like, right, look at the Rashbam on top here, af muhkeres u muskeres b'shvacha de mela, kamari de'ein malin la hayisom ha-mizonos, where they're not. But if the Yisomim are busy paying for it and they're putting in their own effort, that's not called Shvachad Vemela. That's called the Yorshin are being Meshabeach, and that the Bechor cannot take Pishnai. So now the Gemara wants to know money. Who authored, who is the one behind the Shita that Shvachad Vemela, the Bechor can collect Pishnaim, as opposed to Shvachad, that was Hishbichu Yisomim, that the Bechor doesn't take Pishnaim? And the Gemara answers Rebihi. This is the Shita of Rebbi, the Tani, the Brayza teaches us. That ein bechor no tell pishnayim b'shevach sheshavchu nichasim la'achar misas avim. The Braisa says the Tanakama across the board, any increase in value, any appreciation after the death of the father, the bechor doesn't take pishnayim. Whether it's shvachad v'meila, whether it's shvachad shehishbichu yisomim, across the board, any increase in value doesn't go to the bechor pishnayim. But Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, I humbly say, Rebbe Yoi says, Bechor no tell pishnayim b'shevach sheshavchu nichasim achar mises avim. If a shevach that increased on its own, the bechor would take pishnayim, aval lo b'shevach sheshbichu yisomim l'achar mises avim. But a increase in value that was because the yisomim put effort in, time and money, so that the bechor would not take pishnayim. That's the difference. So there's a big discussion why there's such a chilek between shvachad v'meila versus shevach sheshvach sheshbichu yisomim. So Rav Shmuel Rakovsky offers two suggestions. One suggestion, he says, is more of like a chefsa gavra. Each one's a chefsa gavra. So first he suggests that maybe shvachad v'meila is really considered as if the father had a muchzekas in it, since it's part of the nature to happen, the father already had a reshus on it, he already had a chazak on it. That's the pashup shot. that since it's inevitable to increase and appreciate in value, that's considered chazaka as opposed to something that came externally. That the Yorishim had fed the animals and paid mizonos, that's external, that's not considered memela. So it's about the father having a muchzak on the shvachad memela. That's the gavra approach. That's what the Rabbi Shmuel says. But then he quotes based on the Rabbi Chaim, a subtle difference. But really, whenever the shvachad memela, it's part of the animal itself. It's part of the kark itself. Not that the gavra, the father, has a chazak on it, but really it's part of the nature of the animal. It's part of the nature of the karka. Sounds like two opposite sides of the same coin. Slightly different. One's the gavra's owning it, but he owns it because it's part of the karka. So either way, that's the two suggestions they quote from Rabbi Shmuel.
So we're talking about yisurim derektanim, because otherwise there would be a chalukah immediate, right? Meaning the chalukah, when the father dies, is already immediately.
No, they have to decide how it's going to be split up.
It's between the time that they die and then they decide.
They split up the chalukah, yeah.
Which normally it shouldn't be too long, right?
It depends, how complicated everyone is. These things could take years. I think Moshe is telling me he knows someone who it's like 50 years later and they're still fighting over Yerusha. So that's not a typical case, but okay. So then the Gemara says, quoting the Braisa, Yarshu Shtar Chov Bechor Notel Pishnayim. So let's say they inherit a Shtar Chov, so that someone owes money to the father. So the father dies. So the Bechor, he's going to get double portion of the collection. That's one of the the benefits of a Bechor. So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam around, 10 narrow lines up or so. Yarshu Shtar Chov. Hainu milva b'shtar, when it comes to a documented loan, b'chor notel pishnaim. Why? T'cheven de muchzak b'shtar, b'al pi ashtar govenes ha-malve, the milva. Since the father holds on to the shtar, and the shtar is the way to collect the money, harehu ki'il ashtar hishbiach, t'hainu nechasim sheshavchu memela. So I'm not sure why he's going on to say that the shtar, as if the shtar itself increased. The shtar says you collect money. That's kind of like as if the father owns it right now. He has a chazaka on this. So mihu aliba the rabbanon eino notel pishnayim. The chacham argue on Rebbe umaskana de milsa de Rebbe he ve'achi mochi lekamen mishmaisim. Fine. The Rashbam now makes a qualification, a very important one, and sounds like an obvious one too. V'davka milva b'shtar, when it's documented, can he collect pishnayim? About milva al peh, if it's just a verbal agreement, v'afilu be'edim, even if they're edim who witnessed this agreement, kevan deleka shtara, since there is no shtar, umati lemitan praisilecha, the guy could claim, I paid you back, the edim, so I lent you money. You're right, but I paid you back. The milva malvet chaver be'edim, ein tzarech lefaro be'edim, I don't need to pay you back in front of edim, even though there were edim when I borrowed money from you. So, filu Rabbi Moded de lo shakil pishnayim. So, by milva peh, Rabbi says the bechor cannot collect shtayim because it's not the ha'ein muchzakin mechov zeklal the name ha'nechasim shvacha me'atzman. Since you have no muchzakas on it, since it's not vada that you're going to collect anything because a lova could deny it, so therefore, since it's only ra'oi, the bechor doesn't take pishnayim. That's the chiddush of the Rashbam.
The Rabbanan don't agree. The Chachamim don't agree that kamalos that are ra'oi legavat kegavui dami.
They do not hold that din.
Otherwise, they would hold that.
Right, so that's a big machlokus throughout Shas. Right. So I wonder if that's a general sheet of Rebbe and Chachamim. I don't know. I'm not sure. But the other Rishonim actually argue and say even by Milval Peh, the Bechor can collect Pishnayim. They can. It could be because maybe it's unlikely that they'll ever claim, I paid you back already. We're not chosheish for someone lying. So they say that no, if the Milval Peh, and even if there are no Edom, there's a certain trust, that's considered a Muchsakas. Fine. Okay, the Gemara now says, continuing the Braisa, Yatzalem Shtarchov. Let's say they take out a shtar that your father owed us money. So now, in this case, it works, it's detrimental for the Bechor. Because here, the Bechor knows same Pisham. He needs to pay a double portion of the debt. But Im Amar, Eini Nosin Veinu Notel Rashai. Let's say he wants out entirely. He knows that his father is very much in debt. He knows he's going to be much better off by walking away from the Pishnayim than collecting on it because it's going to be in the red. So therefore he's going to walk away. He has every right to say, I don't want to take Pishnayim at all. I'm not going to give. That's in his right to do that. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so my Tamayo de Rabbanim, what was the reason for the Rabbanim that they said that any type of Shevach that's increased after the death, they can't collect, the Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim, even if it's Shvachad Memela. And so the Gemara says, because Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, Lo Seis Lo Pishnaim. In Parshas Kiseitze, when it talks about a bechor, I'll read the whole pasuk on the side here. Kiesa bechor ben asnua yakir lasez lo pishnaim bechol ashei imatze lo. You give him double portion, everything that's found. Ki hu reishis ono lo mishpat habechorah. So in this pasuk it says lasez lo. You give it to him. So what's lasez lo? So the Gemara says matana karya rachmana. The Torah refers to a bechor pishnaim, the double portion, as a gift. It's a benefit. It's a gift to the bechor. So now it's taking on the whole nature of a matana. So the Gemara explains, Ma matana adimati liyade, af chelek bechor adimati liyade. Just like a matana is not considered in the possession of the bechor until he actually receives it, so to the double portion is not considered in his possession until he receives it. So, and therefore what? So therefore, any shevach that's increased afterwards is not considered in the possession of the bechor. Just look at the Rashbam. Oh, you're right. Okay, look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes here that Adimati Liyade, it's around halfway down the Rashbam, the end of the line. Adimati Liyade, the nosein, in the hands of the father, the giver, the father in this case. Eino yachal litno lachem, you can't give it to anybody else. De'ein adim makne davar shelo ba'al yolam. So the father didn't have that shevach, it wasn't in his possession yet, he doesn't have the right to give it over to the bechor. And that's the reason for the chachamim, because matanya karya rachmana. Fine. Then the Gemara says further, as follows. Actually, before I do that, this interesting discussion in regards to matana. The later on, we're going to see a din on Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin that a person cannot be makne nechasiv when a person's a goses. A person's a goses is pretty much almost dead, so he doesn't have the das to be makne something over. That's the din. So Nemuki Yosef writes, according to that, a person cannot give his bechor pishnaim if he's a goses also. Because since a goses can't give a matana in general, he also can't give pishnayim. So any type of property that goes into the possession of a goses, the father's a goses, that will not pass on to the bechor because it's not called a matana. It's not a matana at that point. If you can't give it as a matana, so then you can't give it al pishnayim. That's the din of the Nemuki Yosef. And the Mari Agazi actually argues, and he says no. When the pasuk says lasez lo as a matana, that's only talking about the chefza. But the chefza is a matana that's in his possession or not in his possession. But when in this case, he doesn't have the ability, because the gavra, he just doesn't have the das. But the matana came into his possession. He has the ability to acquire things as a goses. He just can't be makna things. That's the chisaron in the gavra, not the chisaron in the matana. And therefore, the Marda Gazi argues and says, and the goses actually can pass on pishnaim to the bechor. And then there's one other chiddush, the Ketos HaChoshen says, that based on many Rishonim, that something that's not Matzah B'yad Ha'av is what Lasei Shlo means. Lasei Shlo wasn't meant to be literally a Matana or not a Matana. It just means what's commonly found in his possession. But if it's something that's B'yado, it's Matzah B'yado, even if he's not able to Lamaisa give it over, it's still considered good. The din is Matzah B'yado. That's the klal. So it's a little bit different than this first opinion. So, yeah.
Hey, what's in that the second answer is correct, because if a father doesn't do any tanai, right? The father didn't do anything, he just passes away. The bechor gets pishnaim whether the father said anything before or not. So it seems that it's on the heft.
I mean, the gavra doesn't play any role here.
Zero. If he doesn't say anything, it's the Torah who gave the bechor the pishnaim.
Right. I hear that, yeah. Okay. So, but they bring in, the Rav Chanan asks an interesting question from a different case. He asks a question, the Gemara Nazir says, if a father takes upon himself a Nazir, and sets money aside for his Naziris, and he dies. So the son, if the son wants to become a Nazir, the Nazir could use the father's, he could yorish the money, even though normally you can't transfer funds from one person to the next, if it's already set aside, the son is able to be yorish the father. So, the Gemara wants to know, what about if it's a Bechor? Could the Bechor take the Pishnaim or not take Pishnaim of the money? If the father leaves money left over and two children want to be a Nazir, so does the Nazir, the Bechor son, get the double amount of the money left over and the younger one not, or does he not get it? And the Rambam paskins that the Bechor could take Pishnaim of the Ma'os Naziris as father leaves over. That's the din of the Rambam, based on the Gemara.
That's exactly. The Ma'os Naziris are for the Korban.
For the Korban, exactly.
Why would the Bechor take Pishnaim to bring something?
It's a Yerusha. No, it's a Yerusha. He gets more. He needs to fill the money.
He can only do it for Nazir.
Exactly. So that's it. Two sons want to be a Nazir now. So you only have 50-50. I need to pay the other half. I don't get a full. If there's one son, he gets all the amount, pays for the animal.
They both want to be, and there's not enough for both.
Exactly. So now we start splitting it up. So maybe the Bechor gets two-thirds, and the one guy gets only one-third.
The answer is
Rambam Paskins that you get Pishnaim. The son gets Pishnaim. Okay, so what's the Shaila here? So we see from here that even though the father couldn't give it to someone else, you can't give him a ton. The most Nazir, you can't give to any other person. It's a special din that the son could get it. So then how could the Bechor get Pishnaim? If you can't give it as Matana to someone else, so then the Bechor shouldn't be able to receive double portion. He gets it as Yerusha, as a Chelek Pashit. But the double portion he shouldn't get since it can't be viewed as a Matana. So based on this, they explain that Ktos HaChoshen, that's not really a din of Matana you're giving over. It's just that when anything is Matzah B'yado, the father has access to it, so then it goes to Pishnaim. It doesn't really take on the real din of a Matana.
Right, it's a real Yerusha.
It really was exactly. It's not later on the end of the parak. We're going to see this again, how whether it's really called a matana or not a matana. But that's all the din of the chachamim that it has to be matana, whereby it's in the possession of the father before it gives over. Anything that happens, any appreciation after that fact, does not at all go to the bechor. So then the Gemara says, what about Rebbe? So Rebbe Omer Amar Kra the Pasuk says Pishnayim, double portion Makish Chelik Bechora Lachelik Pashit. Both portions are going to be equated. So Machelik Pashit. Even though it never got to his hand yet, the father's hand yet, but even Roy is going to go to the son by the Chelik Pashit. So Af so too Chelik Bechor, the double portion also Af Agavdul Amatul Yadei. Even though it didn't get to the father's possession, it's only Roy, the son could still get it. Now we know that the Bechor doesn't get Roy really, because we said, and clearly the Gemara tells us he doesn't get Roy. So he gets something, it's somewhere in the middle. There's a middle. So that's what we're saying. If it's not Roy at all, it's Shevach Sheshbichu Yisomim, that's called Roy the Bechor doesn't get. We're talking about the middle ground here, where it's Shvacha de Memela, that it happens inevitably, it happens naturally, that's where the Bechor can collect Pishnaim, based on the Hekesh of Chelik Bechor to the Chelik Pashim. So Gemara says now, what about the Rabbanan? Rabbanan Nami Haksa Pishnaim? Doesn't the Pasuk, everyone agrees, it connects the two portions, so what are the Rabbanan going to do with this? That when you give the son two portions, you shouldn't give one in the east and one in the west. Give them both in the same area where it's just one larger portion as opposed to splitting up his different properties. That's the Pishnaim is lump them together when you give it to him. So then the Gemara says, what about Rebbe? Nami haksiv lasis lo. Doesn't also refer to as a matana, which sounds like it has to come to the possession of the father before going to the Bechor. And so the Gemara says, "Hahu sheim amar eni notel eni nosein rashai." The guy wants to opt out. He doesn't want the matana. Just like a matana, I could refuse. I appreciate the gift, but no, thank you. So too, you could say no, thank you for the double portion. That just gives him. This is the pasuk that gives him the right. He would have thought maybe he should have to take the bechor pishnaim. Tells us he doesn't have to. It's a matana. It's an option. So just look at the Rashbam for a second here around. Eight lines up, Shim Amar Eini Notel, that the Bechor could opt out. So he quotes, what about the Rabbanan? How do they know that din of opting out? So Rabbanan Nami Tarti Shmasmina. You could learn both halachas from the word Laseis Lo. And number one, it's Matana Kiri Rahmana, that you don't collect any Roi for the son. And number two is you have the option to opt out. How? Midichsiv Laseis Shmainan de Matana Kiri Rahmana. The word Laseis means it's a Matana. Veina Yachal Litein Adiasiliyad de Dinosein. And the Bechor doesn't get any type of increase unless it got to his father's Rishus before the father died. Umidichsiv lo, the word lo, shminan de lo zacha be Bechor ad shetaval liyado, until he actually comes to his hands that he wants it, that he receives it. But she'im amar eini notel vadai lo yitain. But if he doesn't want it, so then he can't give it to him. So that's how he explains the, I skipped a line there, I'm sorry. She'im amar eini notel rasha, he's allowed to opt out. So that's the two dinim we learn from for the Rabbanim. Now, Gemara says the last five lines of the Amud here, Amar Papa Dikla V'alim, if you have a tree that gets bigger, stronger, and fatter, and or you have an Arav Asik Shirton, you have a land that, Shirton, I think the water may river overflowed or something, and it helped increase the property, they made it richer. So either of these cases, Dikhuli Am, everybody agrees, Dilo Pligi, Dikhuli Am, Dilo Pligi Dishak, everyone agrees, even the Rabbanan agree, that you're going to collect on this. Because Rashbam says here, the Chuliyama, three lines up, Rebbe, V'rabanan, the shakil the dayne shmolav. It's still called the same thing the father left over. He left over a field, and now it's just a richer field. He left over a tree, it's just now a bigger tree. No, when you have a tree, the tree is going to get bigger and bigger. You may not notice it, but over a few days and a few weeks, it gets bigger and bigger. So let's say there was 3 months between the death and the dividing of the property. That's called the same tree as it was 3 months ago. That's called the same land as it was 3 months ago. That even Rabbanan will agree, the Bechor collects based on what it is right now, B'shas Chaluka. So when is there Machlokas? Ki pligi b'chafura v'havi shofli shlufi v'havi tmari. What's this? So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says b'chafura, three lines up, Shachas and Niach Lehen. He left over some, it's called aftergrowth in English, I think they usually refer to it, some little things growing on the ground. V'nasu achrei kein shuvli. It turned into shuvli. What do they define shuvli as? Stalks? Like shibol? Shoots, okay.
No, shuvli with ears.
Oh, ears, okay. It grows into something significant. And so too, Rashbam says, v'chein shlufvi dekalim shefricho peiro. So you have these trees that begin, you left it as a barren tree, or an empty tree, and now it has fruits that grow on it. V'nasu achrei kein tamarim. They had some fruits and then it turns into dates. So now that's called shvachad memela. That's the machlokas, where it happens as part of the natural growth, but at the time it didn't exist yet when the father died, and 6 months later it does exist. So that's the debate, shvachad v'meila. And the Gemara says, the mar savar shvachad v'meila, and it's a natural growth, and it's still part of the same tree, even though it's new fruits, and that's why Rebbe says you could collect on it. But mar savar chacham ahold ishtani, now that's a change, that's a significant change, and it's called a shinoi, and therefore the Bechor does not collect pishnaim on this din. Okay, that, you know, this very much connects to the halachas in Baba Kama when it comes to shinoi. What's considered shinoi in terms of shinoi changing something? There's shinoi d'bimelo, we said shinoi shame and all those types of things. So that is connects this as well. What's considered shinoi shame as it is in regards to bechor connects also in terms of kinyanim. So Gemara now says the very last line of the Amud here. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Chir Asa Kedivrei Rabbi Asa Kedivrei Chacham Asa. Now, the Gemara doesn't paskin. If you want to paskin like Rebbe, that you could collect Shvach the Mela, that's great. If you want to paskin like Chaman, that also works as well. And Rashbam says on the bottom here, V'lo nemar ta b'davar mishnah chozer. It's halacha that if a dayan makes a mistake on a davar mishnah, that's a mistake. He should have known mishnah, so we expect him to know something. This halacha, we don't expect him to know, because the Gemara itself doesn't have a maskana here. So what's the suffix here? So the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, Misaf Galei as follows. I halacha k'rebi mechavero, velo mechaverov, or o halacha k'rebi mechavero, afilu mechaverov. This is everyone paskins Rebbe mechavero. Rebbe always beats out his partner. But let's say it's Rebbe versus two or three or four, we're not sure if we say Rebbe's greater than multiple people or not. That's the whole suffix here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Aser Lasos Kedire Rebbe. We cannot pass like Rebbe because Kasava Rav Nachman holds halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro, but below mechaveirov. Rav Nachman didei amar mutter. So Rav Nachman quoting Rav paskin against Rebbe. But Rav Nachman himself didei amar mutter lasos kedivrei Rebbe. He allowed one to paskin like Rebbe, and that's because he held Kasava halacha ki Rebbe mechaveiro vafilu mechaveirov. That's how he paskin them. And bottom line is, Amar Rava, Aser Lasos Kedivrei Rebbe, he paskin is Aser, but Imasa Aser, but if you do hold like him anyways, B'dievet, it's a good din, Kesavar Matin Itamar. Matin means he's inclined to paskin like Rebbe, but he's not convinced to paskin like Rebbe. And that's the different shitas we have in this Mandamar, in this discussion. There's a Tosos here on the side, I'm not going to go through here, but it sounds like, it seems for the rest of Shas, we usually say Rebbe Mechaveirov, Velo Mechaveirov. So this is a discussion here. I seem to recall, it comes up as well in the Gemara's Amsachim by Pesach Sheni. There's a machlokas, a three machlokas, as a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid about how to paskin. I think they quote this discussion about whether we say Revi mechaveirov, lo mechaveirov. And the debate is, when we say lo mechaveirov, I think they're debating, how do you define chaveirov? Does it mean if there are three opinions, three different opinions, there's one, two, three? Or is it two opinions, but there are multiple people agreeing on the other opinion against Rebbe? So I think the Magen Mishnah says that Rambam paskins, that's considered a Rebbe Mechaveirov. If there are five people saying one opinion against Rebbe, that's Rebbe versus one person. It's all one unit. But the Ravid held no. Rebbe mechaveira v'lo mechaveira means even one against 10, even though it's really two different shitas, but 10 people go against Rebbe, that's still mechaveira, and you don't passing like Rebbe. I think that's, if I recall correctly, about Rebbe mechaveira v'lo mechaveira. But they seem to say whenever it's Rebbe, one shita, and then there are two other shitas, three different opinions, then everyone would agree that Rebbe, we don't passing like Rebbe in that case. Okay.
Wouldn't it be more logical the other way around?
That's what I thought too.
Because otherwise, each one has his own, and then Rebbe is
right. Kashuv. So maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe could be it is the other way around. I believe I didn't look this up. It just came to my mind right now.
That if all of them agree, that they have much more strength against Rebbe than the other way around.
It could be, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it is that way. Maybe it's that way. Okay. But there is some discussion having to do with that. Whether mechaveirah means when they're lumped together or they're different opinions. Okay. Gemara now says Tani Rav Nachman Bashar Sifri. Debeirav. So interesting, just Rashbam here about what Shar Sifrei Debeirav means. Rashbam says around 15 narrow lines down, Bishar Sifrei Debeirav. Sifra Debeirav is Hainu Toras Kwanim. The Sifra, also called Toras Kwanim, is the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. It's the Brisa, what he calls here, Brisa Shal Sefer Vayikra. That's Sifra. Shar Sifrei Debeirav. The other Sifrei is Kari the Medrash Shal Sefer Bamidbar. Mivishalchum Namachna Ad Sofa Sefer Elu HaDivrei. So that's what it's Sifrei, usually refers to Bamidbar and Dvarim, actually the way we call it. Sifrei is the multiple Svarim. Bamidbar and Dvarim, the Medrash on those two Svarim of the Torah. So the Gemara now says, so Tani Rav Nachman Bashar Sifrei de Beirav, it says he found the Medrash in the Sifrei Rav. Bechol Asher Yimatzei Lola Pasik says, Prat L'Shevach Shishbichu Yorshin L'Acher Mises Avirin. It has to be Yimatzei Lola, has to be found in his property, as opposed to something that grew from some external manipulation from the Yorshin. That doesn't work. Aval Shevach Shishavchu Nechazim L'Acher Mises Avirin. If it's some appreciation that happens naturally on its own, then Shakil, then he would take it. The Bechor would take Pishnaim. Money, who is that? That is the Shita of Rebihi. Tani Rami Bar Chama Bishar Sifrei de Beirav. He has a little different girsa, I think, that Bechol Asher Yimatzei Lo Prat L'Shevach Sheshavchu Nechasim L'Acher Mises Avim. No, this girsa he had was that Yimatzei Lo has to be found in his possession to exclude any appreciation, even if it happened naturally, and then Kol Shekein Shevach Sheshbichu Yorshin L'Acher Mises Avim. And certainly, if it was something that the Yorshin put effort in, to Lo Shakil, in which case the Bechor wouldn't take any type of Shevach, even Shvacha de Memela, Umani, who is the author, that's the Rabbani. So there's a machlok, is what the gears of the Bei Rebbe, the Shar Sifrei de Bei Rav, how he paskind. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Bechor Notel Pishnaim Bimilva. He doesn't take portion in a loan. Salaman, who holds this way? Ilema L'Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan Shita, Hashcha Shvacha De'isa B'shusei Amir Rabbanan Lo Shakil, Milva Mimbai. If Rabban hold, if there's something that's actually in the possession that increases in value naturally, the Rabban say not to take. So Kavachom or something that's coming from outside, certainly they would say don't take either. So that can't be that's too obvious for the Rabbanan. Ella, it must be the Rebbe. Rebbe holds, he doesn't take Pishnaim from a Milva. But Ella Hadatani, doesn't the Brisa say from Amud Aleph that a Yarshu Shtarchov, if the Yisomim do inherit a outstanding debt that someone else owes their father, so the Bechor is Notel Pishnaim, so Bein Mimilva, Bein Beribis, whether it's Milva, whether it's Ribis, whether it's the interest or the actual loan, he collects everything. So the Gemara, who holds that way? Well, money, it can't be Lo Rebbe, Lo Rabbanan, it can't be either one. So the Gemara says no. Liola l'rabbanan. Really, it's the rabbanan. V'itzirach sakadai techamina milva kevin denakit shtara kemande gavidam. This is what you're saying before. Kamash milanat. So really, we're telling us the rabbanan that rabbanan telling us even though they say you can't collect shvacha de memela, there's a havamina that maybe by milva is stronger because since there's a shtar. The shtar is considered a guarantee that you pretty much as if you collected already kegavodami, and maybe in that case Chachamim would agree you collect pishnayim kamash milan. They say you don't. So what is the kamash milan here? So I don't think there's a Rashbam here, but in theory you could say the two kamash milans. Either they don't hold kegavodami, they reject that opinion, or they do hold kegavodami, but still they need actual gvias, and they can't be just a theoretical chazaka. Gemara now says, Shalchu mitam, they sent from Tam, they want to know what the halacha was. Shalchu mitam, they sent from over there, they paskin as what? That Bechor, this is from Eretz Yisrael, they sent a message, oftentimes we have Shalchu mitam, He wanted to know what the psak is. So Bavel sent to Eretz Yisrael, what's halacha? So shalchem itam. From there, they sent the following din. That a bechor is notel pishnayim b'milva, alav below b'ribis. They could collect the loan, but they can't collect on the interest. Okay, so why? So Gemara says, Laman. This can't be for Rabbanan because they said, of course, you can't even collect the loan. They would be against the Rabbanan. El the Rebbe must be for Rebbe. Rebbe allows you to collect the loan because that's Shvacha the Memela. So Gemara says, the Rebbe, Beribis Lo. The Rebbe says you can collect on the interest. Vatanya, doesn't the Brayis say that Rebbe Omer, Bechor Notel Pishnaim, Bein Bemilva, Bein Beribis? You could collect both the actual loan and even the interest as well. But I'm not sure what the interest means by here, because I didn't see much here. I don't know, is it the rise of interest or talking about the goyim?
It could be goyim.
Pasha is better goyim. Okay. Right, so that's what I was wondering. So I didn't see it addressed here. I assumed it was a goy, but okay.
Right.
Okay, so then the Gemara says, Liolam Rabbanan. Really, it's a Rabbanan. Umilva, yeah, sorry. I missed it. Where is that line?
It's like five narrow lines up.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, excellent. So the Gemara says, Liolam Rabbanan. Really, it's a shita of the Rabbanan. Umilva commanded Gavidami. This brisa from Shalchem Itam, they passed and actually could Gavidami, and Rabbanan would allow you to collect a milva bishar. So it's a machlokas tanaim, and apparently paskin that a milva can be collected, which is the interesting thing, that shvachad memela cannot be collected, even though it's in the property, but it's considered an appreciation, as opposed to the milva pet, which is not in the property, that's stronger, a stronger chazaka than a shvachad memela, according to the Rabbanim. Let's finish off the Amud here. Gemara now says, Amr le Rav Acha bar Rav liravina. Iklai amemer la'asran. So once he was going to, amemer visited his place, he went back home, I guess, the darish, and he gave the following drasha. Bechor notel pishnaim b'milva avalo b'ribis. Like we said above, he could collect on the actual value by the loan, but not the interest. So Amr le nehardai l'tamayu, to their reasonings, says the Rashbam here, nehardai l'tamayu, amemer k'rav Nachman svirle, d'tervayu hava min harda. A Maimar hold like Rav Nachman, because they both, not because, but they happen to both come from Naharda, so as follows. How so? So the Gemara says that, lost the place for a second, Amarle Naharda, Iletamayu, Dama Rabba, Gavu Karka Yeshlo, Gavu Mos Einlo, Rav Nachman Amar, Gavu Mos Yeshlo, Gavu Karka Einlo. What's going on here? So let's look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, if you go to the widest lines on the page, around 8 lines up from the bottom, Gavi Karka Bechov Milva Avien Ein Lo Lebechor Pishnayim Demal Seveyu Velo Karka. So if they collected the Karka for the Chov of their father, so then the Bechor doesn't collect too, because the father lent money, he didn't lend Karka. So again, if the Lov is paying back in land, the outstanding debt, then the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim, because that's not what the father only had a hold on the money, didn't have a hold on the land. He ran out of money, so he gave land instead, but that wasn't considered a chazaka. Aval Gavumos, if the Yisomim collect money from the Love, so then Yeshlo, Sherei Maos, Hilveyu, Maos, Chashvin, and Lein, Buchsak, Aliba, Deshal, Chomitam. But if the Love is paying back money to the estate, in that case, the Bechor would get Pishnayim, because the father did have a chazaka on the money. That was the hold he had. That's according to Shalchu Mitam. But then the Gemara says there's the opposite. According to the other way is, look at the last two lines of the Amud here, of the Rashbam. Gavu Karka, the opposite now. Mibalchov Yeshlo Lebechor Pishnayim. No, if he collects land, that's when the Bechor gets Shnayim, because the high Karka Ashtabed Lavun Bechayev. That was already hit a lien on that property, a stronger lien than the money, actually. Because Kamisha Yelo Bemashkon Dom, he had a collateral on it. He knew where the land was. It was stationary. It was all his. As opposed to Gavum Maos Einlo. If the Lova pays back money to the estate, so then the Bechor doesn't get Bishnayim. Why? Yeah, granted, the father lent money, but the money he's paying back is a different set of money, and it's a Malvelo Tzanidna, and he had no Chazak on those particular coins, and therefore Kilu Lo Huchsuk Im Avim, Bam Avim. The father did not have a Chazak on it. Okay. So we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.